GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. George, got a note yesterday from former Congressman Bruce Poliquin, friend of the program, said there was an announcement to come on concerning ranked choice voting, and he's kept an eye on this since the election in which he was involved. He's on line three, getting up early and dialing in for GHRT if you want to welcome him back to the show.
Well, if he's up early, we're up early. Hey, good morning.
Good morning, George. Good morning, Rick. Thank you very much. Your son's coming up in, over Eastport, so it's a good time to talk about this. This is the first announcement in the state, if I'm not mistaken, fellas. The main GOP and a nonpartisan and a bipartisan, I should say, a group of concerned citizens will be making a press not a press conference, an announcement, a formal announcement in about 20 minutes. But I want to come on your audience and tell you something that that you likely haven't heard yet in the state. First of all, I hope all your audience is sitting down, Rick, on this one.
Okay.
I don't think they know this, but Governor Mills and her legislature last year passed a law that says rank voting, that chaotic vote counting process, is to be used this November in the presidential election. They might not know that. This is the process that does away with our one-person, one-vote process and uses a convoluted way to try to harvest extra votes for certain candidates. Well, that is to be used this November in the presidential election. However, starting today, there is a process that's now underway to collect 65,000 signatures to stop this law by way of a people's veto. If that happens, and if they're successful over the next 6 months to collect these signatures, the law that was passed by Mills and her legislature will stop. And President Trump will be elected or reelected, hopefully, in this country, in the state of Maine, by the constitutional one vote, one person process that we've used for 200 years. Also, if these 65,000 signatures are collected, which again is starting today, another thing is going to happen, fellas. On the ballot in November, there's going to be one very clear sentence which says the following. Do you want rank voting to be repealed for future presidential elections? So it's not going to be this confusing language where people go into the polls and a small group of activists try to game the system and confuse the heck out of people. It'll be, do you want to repeal this going forward? And these 65,000 signatures, if they're collected over the 6 months, will stop the law such that President Trump doesn't have to go through this. Now, the good news about this, fellas, is instead of having a very small group of people, which happened in imposing ranked voting for the U.S. Congress and the U.S. Senate in 2018, instead of having a small group of activists with lots of out-of-state money pushing this over the goal line here in Maine, it will now be before the voters, everybody that goes to the polls this November in a presidential election. About 700,000 people, roughly, are expected to vote this November. They will have a chance, very clearly, one line, do you want to repeal ranked voting for future presidential elections? This is a really big deal. It has national implications, and I want your audience to hear it first.
Okay, let's go back and cover a couple of bases here, and I haven't thought about it lately. The Maine Supreme Judicial Court had that advisory opinion back in 2017 that said parts of the ranked choice voting law that apply to general elections for like state representatives, senator, and governor were unconstitutional. Because the Constitution requires the winners in the general election to be decided by plurality. Primary elections in Maine and federal offices governed not by the Maine Constitution. So what does this referendum address? You're saying just the presidential election?
Yes, I'm glad you brought this up, George. You're absolutely correct. The Maine Constitution does not allow this rank voting chaos, this scam, to be used to select the governor of the state of Maine or the state legislature. However, it was quiet when it was silent when it came to federal office holders like the United States Congress, where I represented the second district for 4 years, and our state, and our U.S. senators. So this is the opportunity, George, for these out-of-state activists supported by big money to come in here and change the way we vote for the U.S. Congress and for the U.S. Senate. And that's where ranked voting came in. Now, what this does is it repeals a law that Janet Mills and her legislature, which is, as you know, very far left, quietly passed last year that deals only with the presidential election. And that law says, it was passed last year, says that now we're going to use this rank voting crazy process for the presidential elections, just the presidential election. That's why I'm saying this is so important, George, because the people of Maine don't know this law was passed. It was done very quietly. And so what is happening now, starting today, is that if these 65,000 signatures are collected over the next 6 months and presented to the Secretary of State, these signatures will be the people's veto to deep six the law that was passed last year by Governor Mills and her Democrats in the legislature that says ranked voting will be used in the Trump reelection, in this presidential election. These 65,000 signatures would stop that law, and at the same time, on the ballot this November, put it before all the voters in Maine, not just a small number, all the voters in Maine, do you want to use ranked voting, or do you want to repeal, rather, ranked voting going forward for future presidential elections? So this process that we're talking about that is starting today to collect these signatures would apply just to the law passed by the legislature last year and Janet Mills last year that deals only with the presidential election.
We're talking with former Congressman Bruce Poliquin in Eastport this morning, and moments away from the official announcement of the launch of a citizen-initiated referenda to see the repeal of ranked choice voting used in the presidential elections here in the state of Maine. There are a lot of text messages coming in, Bruce. I'm monitoring them, and I'm going to get to the ones in a moment, or we're going to get to the ones in a moment that want to know, where do I sign? People are writing and saying, where do I sign the petition? A couple of people are writing and saying, where do I sign to help gather the signatures for this petition? But you're a strong enough fella that I can read this text message to you and you can respond to it, Bruce, because I know you've heard this before, okay? This person says, and he challenges me to do it, not George, so I will. Rick, you should tell him to live with his loss, move on, and get a real job. I know that's hard to hear, but we know you do have a real job, but how do you respond to those that say that you're still fighting a fight against ranked choice or ranked voting?
Well, first of all, I would correct the text messenger as I won the election. I received 2,200 more votes than anybody did, and I had three liberal opponents, one Democrat, two independents. I received 2,200 more votes than my closest competitor. So with all due respect to your nice audience member here, I won on election day. Now, 9 days after that, after this chaotic, counting process, the Secretary of State scammed the election and awarded it to the guy that came in second. So in any other state in the country, I won the election. Now, this is not about me, George. I have a job. I come from the business community. So this is not about me. I'm not looking for a job. I'm looking to do what is right. We now have this process trying to be rolled out in Vermont, New Hampshire, Massachusetts, where I submitted written testimony. I got a call from folks in Anchorage, Alaska a month ago. They're trying to roll it out there, and now in Georgia. So this is a national issue. It's not about Bruce Poliquin. I'm fine. I have a job. I always have been working since I've been 16 years old full time. So during the summers when I was 16, when I was going to school, this is not about me. It's about our Constitution. It's about monkeying around with our voting rights. It's about going back and preserving what's worked in Maine for 200 years. One person, one vote on election day, whoever gets the most votes wins. Look what's going on in Iowa. And I encourage your audience, fellow that sent in this text, look at this chaos in Iowa in the first presidential primary for the Democrats. They cannot figure out who got what votes because you have a bunch of liberal activists trying to change a voting system. In this case, one person, one vote, that's worked for 200 years. The answer to your other part of your question, Rick, is folks can go to repealrankedchoice.com. There's a website up right now, repealrankedchoice.com. And by the way, I have no dog in this hunt. I have no dog in this fight. I'm doing this as a, announcing this to you folks, just as a volunteer, just as someone who wants to make sure your audience knows that ranked voting is now applicable to Mr. Trump's reelection this November, unless these 65,000 signatures are collected, which would stop the law and give everybody on a presidential election day, about 700,000 people, the opportunity to say, I want to repeal this darn thing, you know, forever for future presidential elections.
Or just to clarify things, in the presidential election, no matter what system is out there, we have four electoral votes. Maine is one of two states that split. And that wouldn't change.
That's correct.
It'd still be
nothing to do.
CD1, CD2, and the overall. So last time the president got one out of the four under the regular system, right?
That's correct, George. You're absolutely correct. There's only two states, Maine and Nebraska, that split the electoral votes. I'll tell you something parenthetically, which is really interesting. You have both members of the United States House of Representatives that now represent Maine. Mr. Golden in the 2nd District and Shelley Pingree in the 1st District, they both voted to impeach President Trump, and President Trump won the 2nd District by 10 points. So you have now someone that represents the 2nd District that has voted to remove the president from office, even though the people of Maine in the 2nd District overwhelmingly voted for him. And he's going to win re-election, at least in the 2nd District, again. But this process that we're talking about that is starting today, George, this is to collect 65,000 signatures to stop the law that Janet Mills and the far-left legislature in Augusta passed quietly last year that says, we want to scam President Trump. We want ranked voting now for the presidential election in Maine. This would stop that and give everybody that goes to the polls, probably two-thirds of the state's population, in November saying, now, do you want to repeal ranked voting for future presidential elections? Here's the chance for everybody in Maine to weigh in. Not a group, a small group of activists from out of state with a lot of money. This is their chance. RepealRankedChoice.com is where they go.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.